Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway?
Well, apparently not total losers.
We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
All right. Can I just say sometimes...
Welcome back.
Sometimes Twitter is the worst place on Earth, and sometimes it's the best.
Oh, what do we got?
So
should we brace ourselves?
No, it's just that the...
I thought you were laughing at our open there. That was a really nice open.
That was a nice open there.
Thank you.
But Polymarket Sports, who Buckley. I follow on Twitter, just announced that the WNBA for tonight is instituting a no-bag policy. You're not going to be allowed to take any bags. Because obviously last night there was another...
incident.
There was another incident. Another penis rocket was launched onto the court.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why is this funny?
Like, it's the best thing.
Why?
Because it's just
it's dumb.
It's not. I can't get enough of it, and I find it hilarious. I also find how Jason Swigard today was losing his mind.
Swaggy
he was upset over it.
Swag
Why?
Was like, they need to start doing real jail time. They got to start cracking down. Swag, are you not familiar with the way the law works?
Yeah,
you can't just decide to send someone to prison because they threw a penis onto a basketball court. He's like, this is just ridiculous.
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Like,
Sophie Cunningham, who, by the way, is only famous because she's hot and has leaned into being Caitlin Clark's friend.
Well, isn't she the one... Oh, she's Caitlin Clark's friend?
Yeah, she's the friend.
She was the one who bodied the girl.
Enforcer. Yeah, that's right.
She figured out that there's some money to be made here.
Yes, not stupid.
Got a podcast now.
But she tweeted out the night before, stop throwing D's at us. Someone's going to get hurt. And she got hit in the foot with it. And she retweeted or she put below it, this didn't age well. She's leaning into it and is laughing. Everyone's acting like this is the worst thing that ever happened. Grow up.
The other thing I saw from Polymarket Sports is now the handle on prop betting or whether that will happen again has exceeded the handle on the actual WNBA games tonight.
It was Polymarket Sports saying no bag policy was implemented for tonight's WN games in an attempt to crack down on the D throwers. And of course, 8,000 replies of fans arriving at the gate, and then it's got Kramer limp walking. Every meme about there's another way to get that into the game without using a bag. And it's just a
in the WNBA office who thinks this is funny?
I hope so. Just if you wouldn't make the reason why this is a big deal is because you have made it that.
I'm imagining the meetings that they're having at their headquarters and what those must be like these last couple days.
I guess I just don't really get why it's funny. And I don't want to be that guy. But why is that funny?
Well, it's just childish humor. Why are fart drops funny?
Exactly.
It's like that.
It's the dumbest, most childish thing, and the fact that it's caught on, and now an entire league is like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that's ever happened, and Swigard's crawling for major prison time, and people are like, well, I can't take this league seriously. Really? This is why you can't take the league seriously? It's because someone's throwing a green penis onto a court.
Hold on, everybody.
Is it always green?
Yeah, it's always green.
So far, three lime green.
All three green.
And someone attempted a fourth, but they didn't make it to the court.
That's right.
It hit someone in the back. Just the idea.
So are they going after the people that are doing this?
I think one person got caught and
arrested?
Well, they kicked them out of the stadium and, you know.
Well, they have to do something that's enough of a deterrent, because the more they talk about it not being okay and then there not being any actual consequence, it's just going to keep happening.
But again, this was why, like, I could believe Swag was so mad. Like, I thought someone had kicked Swag's dog when I tuned in this morning. Again, you don't get to decide what someone is prosecuting. Like, if I came to your house and I threw a sex toy on your lawn, you don't get to be like, that's
it. I'm calling
it.
The cops.
Calling the cops. Prison time.
I'm going to tell them to
arrest.
Could
you do something where you're like, any projectile thrown at the floor of any kind, popcorn, a drink, a penis rocket, $10,000 fine. Could you do that?
Again, that's not the way the system works.
I'm just asking if they could as a private business, if they could reserve that.
All right, so now we're at the point where
I'm just asking the question, what can they do as
so if I go into a McDonald's, now you're asking whether or not McDonald's can be like, if you spill a drink, that's a $5,000 fine.
Are we not familiar?
Like, again, people in Detroit for years have been throwing octopus on the ice.
Well, the fans want them throwing octopus on the ice, and the players do too.
The other teams don't. So if you go to a Red Wings game in Pittsburgh and you throw an octopus on the ice, they can kick you out of the stadium. Maybe they can grab you for littering. But these dumbasses, no offense, Swag, thinking that we need some real consequences. You don't get to make up your own laws. And the only reason this is a big deal is because everyone's pearl clutching and being like, oh my, at least Sophie Cunningham, I'll give her credit. At least she laughed about it and then made a joke. I was like, well, that didn't age well.
Well, the social media sphere is being hard on the WNBA. It's taken a lot of L's over there for the last couple years, yes. Has it not?
Yes.
I mean, you got this, you've got the Angel Reese stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot
Caitlin
of people
Clark is white.
Are cracking jokes. A lot of people are cracking jokes at the expense of the WNBA.
Yes.
And while I believe this to be a pretty dumb bit, I mean, yeah. It's just dumb. It's not funny. I don't know. It's stupid. Whatever. I do think there is this weird sort of piling on of the WNBA right now, and people are really enjoying that. And I don't really know why. I guess maybe it's...
I think there are some people out there that think that the WNBA has gotten too big.
Yeah, like maybe they take themselves a little too seriously.
It's like the whole, when they wore the shirts that say, pay us what you owe us, there was a huge backlash because they've never made a dollar, like the league has never turned a profit. And so the league has exploded now and it's getting media attention, but it doesn't make a lot of money. And the players have kind of become stars, but a lot of them have become stars for stuff off the court, and I do think that there's some male knuckle dragging, you know.
So you think it is rooted in sexism?
I think there's a lot of that, yes.
That's sad.
I think there's a lot of the, who the hell are you to get all crowned up when you have a league that no one's cared about, no one's ever paid any attention to, it's never made money. I think
who the hell are you?
I think the Caitlin Clark thing has polarized because most people believe that she's kind of the catalyst behind this, and then she got a lot of hate from the established players. So it really is a polarized sort of line right now. And my guess is, you're right, the immature people that are throwing the Jolly Green Giants out there on the court, the problem with banning, I'm guessing those people aren't WNBA fans. I'm guessing you
They're
have
clout chasing.
Yeah, I'm guessing you have very immature people that are like, oh no, you're going to ban me from WNBA games forever. Oh well, I'm still going to go out and huck this.
It's like the streaker who goes out at a game. Like, they don't care about getting thrown out of the game. They just want the attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Text line, China and Dubai building cities of the future. And here in America, we're throwing rubber dongs at athletes. We have regressed as a nation.
And I guess that's, I mean, to say it's funny, the whole thing is just absurd. I guess that's my...
Yes.
They're making the WNBA kind of a joke.
Yes.
And the WNBA doesn't know how to handle it.
Yes.
And I don't know. I don't want to be that guy, but I think it's dumb.
And so what's the playbook for them?
For who?
The WNBA.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
The playbook is to ignore.
Sex toy night?
Jeez.
What?
The playbook is to annoy it. Treat it like streakers, right? You don't show it on TV. Right. You don't make a big deal out of it. Right. You find the people that are doing it.
It's going viral, though.
You kick them out and you stop giving people the red meat. We talk about this all the time. When you lean into something and you try to put your finger in, like, this is not going to be allowed, it's going to make it worse. You're giving them what they want. And now we've got Betty Markets on it, and it's become like this big entity. It's a little bit like the Angel Reese hate. Like, when people came out and were like, this is ridiculous, you respect Angel Reese, that doesn't do anything. You can't control people with an iron fist. It's not going to work. And the more they fight back against this, so put your safety measures in place, right? Try to start catching some people, kick them out. When it happens, cut away from it for the camera. Don't give them your TV moment on there and just try to Eventually, like everything else, because you mentioned, even though you say it's dumb, yet you're smiling and chuckling right now.
I was actually laughing at a text.
Yeah, but there's some funny stuff out there.
But it's not a funny bit in any way. It's really not. It's just dumb. And I kind of, this is going to actually make me a WNBA fan. Like,
Well, there you go.
I don't care about the WNBA. But I also think it's really lame.
Yeah, you don't need to be
that
mocking.
So many people are mocking it. Yeah. When it's picking up steam.
It's picking up
like,
great
people
steam.
People like it. Yes. It's so led people. I don't know. I just think that's a weird part of humanity that we can't handle when someone else likes something that we may not.
Yeah.
And we can't dude, grow up. Let the WNBA exist.
Exactly.
Without throwing rubber penises onto its hardwood. God.
What we need is the WNBA fans to start throwing rubber penises at the NFL and be like, you like that?
Well, that's a texter says, yeah, being a female sport, that's why this is such a big deal.
Yeah.
Because this does happen in the NFL, because NFL fans are rubes.
Sure. Bills fans threw it at a Patriots.
They did
game,
it, yeah. I think it's happened a couple of times, and people laugh and they move on. But the WNBA, it's become a thing because it's a female sport.
Yes. I will say that the WNBA is going through some growing pains, and that for the first time they're getting some attention, and I don't think they've handled all the attention well. I think the commissioner has bungled a lot of things, and this is kind of another one where it just, I don't know, you've really drawn a polarized line here. And you have the people that want to make it a joke, and the other people like swag that are calling for capital punishment for the dong throwers. This is not going to stand.
I bet then it would stop. Capital punishment?
Probably would.
Edward.
Buckley. Can't you just fine him $10,000?
No, I would just, what I was asking is what can they do as a deterrent to make it stop that's enough that would make people say, oh, I better not because this could happen.
I just feel like you just have to ignore it. Yeah. You cannot make it bigger than it is. Yeah. Move on. Highlight the good stuff that's happening out there and
get the people, kick them out.
Don't make a scene of it in the stadium because that's what these dummies want.
That's what they want.
Just move on.
Yeah. When you get 20,000 or 10, however many people are going, it's really hard to please 20,000 people. You can get a bad apple. And hopefully this just runs its course and, don't give it the attention.
Yeah, I was laughing at the text from Edward who said, it's funny that Suk is telling people who are saying to stop throwing Didos on the court to grow up and not the people who are actually throwing Didos on the court.
How about this?
LOL.
Yeah. Everyone from the throwers to the pearl clutchers, grow up, right? That's the whole thing. The act of doing it is ridiculous, and the response is also ridiculous that you're making this out to be. Again, the Bills Mafia has done this. They throw penises and it's not really, and it does happen. It just, it's not as, I don't know, for what it, like, maybe it's just because it's the NFL and it's males, but this is not a huge deal. And yet somehow with the WNBA, maybe it's the color green. That's what it is. If it was flesh colored, no one would care, but it's neon green. And it's crazy that, as Buck pointed out, this betting market for the penis throw bet market has taken over.
It's a bigger market than the games themselves.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Although I don't think a lot of people are betting on the WNBA.
Yeah. No.
But so the Fire are coming to town, We've got the WNBA coming to Portland.
What fan
personality is most likely the Dido culprit? Would it be, in a stunning turn of events, Jason Swigart?
In disguise. God, wouldn't that be something?
What do you think?
Swag pulls it out of the overcoat and just starts to hugs it. I don't know.
It's always the one yelling the loudest about not doing it.
I don't know if we have someone capable of a D throw. Do we?
Well, I mean, you come to mind, but...
What? Really?
Well, you're the one saying it's funny.
First off, I stand by that. The reaction to it is funnier than the throw. But I do find myself with some of the responses cackling. First off, I'm not buying a penis.
Well, just take it out of your drawer.
Honey, I'll be. And you know what happened?
Hey, can you get those back? Like the hat trick?
I think those get donated. I think those are gone.
I think that's weird. Is that true? When you throw a hat on the ice, you can't get it back?
No, they donate them.
I think that's weird.
I thought I heard there was a place, at least in San Jose at Sharks games that you could go like a freight entrance to the back of the arena, and
they put them all out there.
You could just go back and
grab your
hat. But I don't know if everyone does that. I don't know if it's common or not.
No, because you could take any hat that isn't yours.
But if they were all thrown and, I mean, I guess you could.
Unless they made a recent adjustment to that, because I knew people that actually ran buildings, and I've asked that question. And as far as I know, all of those get rounded up, and they get sent to, like, a Goodwill or whatever, they get donated. And then most of the time, they offer, when someone scores a hat trick, at the end of the game, they do, like, a BOGO or a 50% off all hats.
At their merch store.
At the merch store to encourage you to go buy a new hat.
I'm going to have to go to Goodwill and pick up my own hat.
Someone's saying maybe Dirt would throw the
Woody?
I don't know.
I could see it.
He said he couldn't stop laughing about it this morning. But laughing at it wouldn't mean that you're going to do it. I mean,
would it?
I'm chuckled, but there's zero chance I would ever throw one. I mean, that takes a lot of effort and planning. I'm not doing that.
You showed better than this.
Is it?
Guess we'll find out. WNBA is coming.
Enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
Just grenade toss it. I think the thing is, after you toss it, you just turn and run. You don't even let them. Like,
because you got to get out the building before they can identify.
Exactly.
You.
Like you're a phantom at that point. You just pull the pin on it, you huck it Vietnam style, and then you just turn and you run.
The only thing you see that happens is on social media later.
All right. Well, there goes another Seggy. But worthwhile, I guess, to discuss. It is happening in the sports world. Very timely.
It's the biggest thing happening right now.
It kind of is.
WNBA.
Topical.
Yeah.
Where does this guy rank? Top 25 quarterbacks of the last 25 years. Next on The Fan. Well, my Marlins are continuing to prove that
you're red hot.
They are. They're just. I tout them, and then all of a sudden they just let the Astros do whatever they want. And we all hate the Astros.
They're still winning. They're still winning.
They are, but the bases are it's 6-4, yeah. Okay. And the bases are loaded with the Astros trailing by two.
One out.
And they have the bases loaded in the eighth.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt a grand slam is coming.
Yeah, I feel another Marlin loss.
I mean, it's like we're a jinx. Like Jock Peterson, we start making fun of Jock Peterson. There's another run. Ooh.
Oh, I got him. Boy, that seemed a little.
He looked safe.
He looked safe to me.
We make fun of Jock Peterson. He instantly hits a home run to tie a baseball game.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was watching the Rangers play the Yankees today, and they said he has now reached base six straight times. The second
stopped.
We make fun of him, he can't be stopped.
You go on here and you tout the Marlins as some sort of
sneaky
team. I think they've lost three in a row since you've said that.
Yeah.
Now they're getting ready to blow this.
And then you get out there, you're like, Jim Knowles, who cares? Next day, article, mad scientist, greatest free agent in college football. Yeah, he's out. He doesn't have to tag him.
Is his foot on the...
He's out, dude.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't have to tag him.
You guys want to watch us watch baseball?
Sorry, we got distracted. Well, when it's a close...
Listen to us watch
when
baseball.
When it's a close
even better.
Like that, you get roped into it. All right, get to your quarterback thing.
Oh, it's not dumb. I think it's interesting. Where do you have Marcus Mariota among the top 25 college quarterbacks of the past 25 years? Because I saw a list, and he is pretty low.
Okay, well...
To me, he is. Do you want to guess where he is on the list? And then guess the guys ahead of him.
Okay, so you said...
And this is just college career.
Just college career, last 25 years.
Correct.
So you said he's pretty low.
Well, I mean, I thought he'd be higher, but maybe I'm wrong. This is why I'm bringing it up.
Okay, so he's not going to be... There's no way he's like in the 20s.
No.
But he's not going to be top 10 if you said he's pretty low. I'll say like 13-ish.
He is 10th.
Okay.
So... Name the nine ahead of him.
Okay, well, Joe Burrow's ahead of him.
He's number one.
Vince Young will be ahead of him.
Number three.
Is Jaden Daniels ahead of him?
No.
No.
Well, I'm thinking of Heisman winners, other Heisman winners, and recency bias. That's why.
Daniels is, I'm scrolling here.
He might not be on it.
15th.
So they'll put, and he's not, he was better, but they'll put dumb Tim Tebow.
Yeah, they have Tebow fourth.
It's just... Marcus was better than Tim, but I get it. They'll put...
Baker on there?
Yes, Baker Mayfield, seventh.
You forget how good Baker was in college.
Wait a minute, but wasn't Mariota better than Baker?
Yes, he was.
Baker just had more of an aura, and I think he was a bigger deal nationally.
Are they gonna put Luck on?
No,
above him?
I was surprised. I see he's low too. They have Luck 12th.
What about Kyler? Do they have Kyler on there?
No. Let's see. He may be on here, but he's.
Did we say Cam?
Oh, Cam Newton.
Yeah, he's number two.
Cam will be on there. Maybe Johnny Football.
Yes, he is also ahead of Mariota at eight.
That's stupid, too.
Isn't that insane?
That's insane. That's
and
dumb.
I know he was good, but geez, man.
Who else am I missing? It's insane. Who else am I missing? Any?
Okay, so you're missing, let me see, one, two,
Trevor Lawrence
three.
Will be on there.
Oh, yeah.
Trevi, they have him ninth, so he is ahead.
See, I went the opposite. I was looking at people that won national championships first.
You're missing
three. I think if you win a title, they'll bump you up.
You're missing number five, six. Oh, no, you're missing two. Five and six.
America. Five and six.
America.
Who am I missing?
I'm surprised.
Is it obvious or is it like a little...
America.
I'm pretty surprised by one of them. I'm surprised that Mariota is 10th.
I think Mariota, to me, is more like five or six.
I think fifth.
Yeah, I can
buy
that.
In my head, I had him fifth, but that's just me.
What about Lamar?
Yes, he's sixth.
Okay.
Lamar won a Heisman.
And again, I know he was good, but
he did it in Louisville. And like
Mariota was awesome.
Mariota was really, really good.
And when Mariota won that Heisman, it was by one of the biggest margins ever.
Now, this one's interesting. The number five, and I would not have put him, I would have forgotten about him.
Well, I clearly have, because I'm trying to scan my head of someone else who I would think, Jameis.
Jameis is 11th. That would
be a good one, though.
Yeah, they have Jameis right behind Mariota, which I was happy about.
To be fair, look, I know Mariota whooped his ass in the Rose Bowl, but Jameis won a Heisman and Jameis won a national championship.
Did you guys see Tyreek Hill has a new baby mama? Jesus Christ, he's got 10,000 career yards and 12 children.
Are you
the guy?
I didn't play anything.
I'm not playing anything either.
Is cheetah,
Swigard taking
and
over?
And he's one of the best receivers in the NFL.
We're in AI.
But the man averages around one child every 800 yards.
Is this our green Dito?
Tyreek is a great route runner.
Well, I was calling out
Swag. Swag, if you're listening, stop.
And that's going to be the main...
That was Swigard.
Yeah. Swigard.
Oh, he's pissed at you for calling him out about the WNBA thing. He's messing with our show.
You should have heard how angry he was. Jameis. I mean, he lost it.
Wait. Can we?
Yeah.
Get a little time out here.
Okay, let's do it.
How is he able to play things on our show without even being here?
He has remote access to our wide orbit, which is what we use to play drops and sound.
Are you kidding me?
Jesus.
So he goes in, and I think he does some sort of maintenance or he previews things, but he thinks he's previewing it on his local device, and he's actually playing it out over the airwaves.
God.
It happened another time, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. It's just wild that he can do that. But that was probably out of spite because you called him out. Okay, one other guy. So he's fifth. So top 25 quarterbacks college last 25 years. Joe Burrow 1, Cam Newton 2, Vince Young 3, Tim Tebow 4, this guy 5,
I got it.
Lamar 6, Baker 7, Manziel 8, Trevi 9, Mariota 10.
I got it.
Okay, who is it?
The massage man himself.
Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson.
No.
Really?
No.
It started that whole Clemson thing.
No. He is.
No Deshaun Watson?
I don't even think he's on here.
Get right the hell out of town. Deshaun Watson was stinking awesome.
Kyler Murray, 22. Troy Smith, 23.
Are we eliminating him because of the,
I wonder if they did, because you're right. He should be at least in the top 25, should he not? Yeah. I mean, they have Michael Penix, 24th. No, number five is Matt Leinart. And again, you forget about
Matt. He's right on the fringe, too.
Right on the fringe. I think of him as like my age, and then that is more 90s, but yeah.
You forget about him, but dude, he was awesome.
Yes. That USC team was,
were amazing.
Had they beat Texas, which they didn't because Vince Young went Superman, the only two players, and this is why I will always say Vince and Cam don't get the full credit they deserve. Look, Auburn and Texas were both fine teams. That was a one-man show.
Those guys put them on their back.
Matt Leinart won national titles. I think he won two. But look,
Reggie Bush, Lendale White, Steve Smith,
and
all
the
those
defense
guys.
Was loaded too. Vince Young took a good Texas team and was like, yeah, I'm Vince Young, here we go. And Cam Newton took an okay Auburn team and said, we're going to go win a national title. So I tend to have some reverence for, even though I can't stand Cam Newton, Cam Newton and Vince Young are rarefied air. Like, I would put them ahead, both ahead of Marcus, simply because as good as Marcus was, Marcus had a good team, and yet he couldn't get over the third string, actually it might have been the fourth string quarterback at Ohio State. And Vince Slade, arguably at the time, they were calling that USC team the greatest college football team of all time, and they got Vince Young.
Yeah, they had that recent LSU vibe about them of like, yeah, we've maybe never seen this much talent assembled ever, yeah, and Texas took them out.
And Joe Burrow isn't the best, but Joe Burrow had the best season, so I get why you put Joe Burrow number one. But also, Joe Burrow was throwing to maybe the number one and two best receivers in the NFL, a very good tight end, Edwards-Helaire. That LSU team was stupid.
I think that the biggest gripe I would have here is that Johnny Manziel is ahead of Marcus
Mariota. That's dumb.
That is insane.
It's insane. That's
dumb.
Come
on, man.
That's absolutely dumb. It's insane. To me, if I was doing mine, I would have Vince 1. I would have Cam 2. Then I would go Burrow because, I mean, the season, but I mean, I just, again, I told you why I will just always elevate Vince and him. And then, boy, I'll tell you what, Marcus, I know he didn't
it's
win.
It's him and Tebow.
Yeah, Tebow, Marcus, they're smooshed in there. And
Tebow,
then,
Marcus, Leinart. And yeah, I think Andrew Luck should be way higher.
Yeah, I just Marcus at 10 is a really low number. I think he should be higher than that. But I guess he didn't win. That's so if we're doing that, Jameis needs to be higher for me. I do think you have to give credit to the people that actually finished the job. And Jameis finished the job. And like Manziel, I mean, what, he beat Alabama, never even won the SEC.
Crazy.
But yeah, you forget about Matt Leinart. That's I did Matt Leinart a disservice.
What is up with you Vancouverites, okay?
Nah, we got stuff happening.
You want police? Pay up.
No.
I've got that story next.
No.
On In the News. But first, Buck with Sports Center.
Swiss watch over here right now.
God.
Apparently it's a system error. We're glitching, baby.
Mm. Yeah, no way.
I kind of enjoy it. Like, right in the middle, we get to hear about Tyreek Hill's baby mama.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Was that AI?
That was AI.
Mike McDaniel?
Mike, yeah.
Yeah, so we do owe Swag an apology. It was not Swaggart.
Well, to be fair, Swag's done it before, so.
He had a track record.
And 100%. we had kind of pissed in his Cheerios earlier, so, you know.
It made sense.
If it looks like a Swag, it walks like a Swag, chances are. And it wasn't, so my apologies. Clutch some more pearls, though. Over.
Here's the situation.
If there is one guy that would champion for the WNBA, it would be Jason Swaggart.
Oh, that's... Yeah, not even a question.
No one loves fringe or women's sports quite like Jason Swaggart.
Well, I was listening to my favorite morning show on The Fan the other day, driving out to somewhere. I forget where I was going.
Going, I don't know.
And they were on, and Swaggart's update came on, and he led with tennis.
Of course he did. Yeah.
I thought, wow.
Is there a tennis tournament going on right now?
It wasn't even a tennis tournament. It was like a tune-up for a major or something. I don't know.
It's like when you try to talk to me about the Honda Classic or whatever. Like,
I would have liked it if he led with the Honda Classic.
Can you please stop? No one cares. That life is fascinating. Just him sitting in
front of tennis.
He loves all kinds of fringe sports. I remember once when he was our producer, we were making fun of him about like how much he knew about high school sports. And we're like, dude, just talk to us about like women's high school volleyball. And the son of a gun started rattling off. Like real facts about Oregon, like women's volleyball, or the Oregon high school women's volleyball. I was like, oh my God. It's like that scene in like the other guys. How'd that turn out? That turned out the way you thought? I was like, no, it didn't. My bad.
August 6, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Why are you going there?
It is National Gossip Day.
Oh. The old,
Yeah. I don't like gossip.
Slinging S at people.
Yeah.
And then you get caught up in it and you're like, dude, leave me out of this.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you hear something, you're like, what? Where did that come from?
Yeah, Pat Harris tried to rope me into that the other day. I'm like, dude, leave me out of this. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, see, I don't talk about it. I'll just lay you out on the air. I don't.
This
little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid. I don't like gossip. Gossip's bad. If you gossip, stop doing it.
Yeah,
you're not doing
someone,
anyone.
Tell someone that they suck to their face.
That's right. Be a man.
I'm a man. I'm 50. I like to stretch and kick and talk crap to your face.
It's also root beer float day.
Oh, I haven't had a root beer float in years, but man, they're delightful.
They are delicious. Yeah. I hate root beer, and I love a root beer float.
Well, you just don't see the root beer float very often, but when you have one, oh, even better than the root beer float, the orange cream float.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You get the Henry Weinhardt's orange cream, whatever, you know, whatever.
Big fan of the creamsicle float. Yeah.
Throw that in with a scoop of, like, Tillamook vanilla. Now we're talking.
Well, big news in Vancouver, Jace.
Saw this.
You're a Vancouverite.
I am. And I will not be voting for this.
Do you like police protecting you?
I do enjoy police protecting me. Yes.
In your life?
I am not a defund the police guy.
Well, voters in Vancouver will once again decide whether to increase their property taxes to fund more police officers.
The answer to that question is no. Stop taking more money from us. Do better with what you have.
This week, the Vancouver City Council approved a resolution to place Proposition 5 on the November general election ballot. If it passes, the prop would increase the city's property tax by about 15 cents per $1,000 in assessed value. So wait a minute, I gotta do some math on that.
With my $2.3 million Cascade Park estate that I have with the moat.
$2.3 million. Divided by 1,000.
Yeah. What are you?
2,300.
23. Carry the one. Boy, we're doing a lot of math on this program.
0.0015. Is that right? I don't know. Buy two windows and get two windows free. So if you need eight windows, you get eight windows free. No, four windows free. Does that make sense? Wait, eight, two, four. Yep, four. No, eight. I don't know. That's a drop. I like that drop. That's a good drop.
It is a good drop.
Because I was thoroughly confused.
Yes.
Now, I'm thinking a couple $100 on your $2.3 million estate that you could probably afford by my math. But
yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, it's just I'm done with the we need more money. You just keep pissing away the money we give you.
No. They need more money.
Pound sand.
City officials say the permanent increase will fund up to 13 officers and raise roughly $6 million per year starting in 2026.
No. There's very few things that I'm going to vote for an increase in my taxes. I give you enough already. Do more with what you have.
No. No.
By the way, Vancouver is not being overrun by criminals. So you're telling me what?
Not yet.
You said 13 more cops?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
this proposal is considerably less than Prop 4, which a majority of voters rejected last year. That ballot measure would have increased the city's property tax rate by about 41 cents per $1,000 in assessed value.
We already told them to go F themselves over 41 cents.
I
would
like
to encourage all my Vancouver residents to tell them to go F themselves over 15 cents.
Well, they very well may.
I hope so.
Very well may.
Again,
be lawless up there before you know it.
Well, it's just like every time we do this in Portland, we're like, well, we need more money. Tax them. Do better with the money you have.
Hey, don't drag Portland into this.
We're the king of it over here. Freaking ridiculous. We're off by our budget by $1 billion. I got to raise 9 taxes.
This weekend, the Willamette Valley will see some of the hottest temperatures of the year. Increased the risk of wildfires. Now, we did get some rain this morning, guys.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, I got
quite
a bit.
But it rained out there. So
I went out and played some golf, and then I got rained on.
That was good.
But it was very humid. I made the mistake of wearing pants and like a long sleeve. Wrong.
Sweating bullets.
Haven't stopped. Started sweating at about 8 this morning. Haven't stopped since.
So beginning Monday, the first heat wave of the summer, and the fire threat is expected to be high the rest of the summer. Not only have temperatures been nice, but wildfire season also hasn't been as bad so far. But
that old part emojis.
Buckle up.
So be smart, right?
It's going to be 100 degrees on Monday.
Don't be stupid and check on your olds. And
I say be stupid.
Enough safe and sane. Time for dumb and dangerous.
But not when it comes to FAR.
And someone else points out, $16 million for 13 officers. How much are they paying those guys? By the way.
Yeah, that's a lot of dough, isn't it?
I would like to point out, and I have several cop friends that are great people, and I do support our police. Dude, police officers get paid a lot of money. And a lot of those guys are getting overtime. They're doing just fine. So state that for the record.
A lot of times
we do like the woe is me and the poor police officers. Yes, they have to deal with some crap, but they are handsomely compensated for doing that job. And $6 million does seem... I feel like maybe you could do better than $6 million for 13 officers.
Meanwhile, in a burg that clearly has its stuff together, unlike Vancouver.
Clearly.
In Portland, they will now take your mattress. That story next on In the News, here on 105.1 The Fan. I like that Jim Harbaugh drop.
Yeah, that's good.
They like to drink their Haterade.
They like to drink their Haterade and eat their hater tots.
Of course, Jim. By the way, I have a football update.
Well, can you wait until we get back to sports?
Well, but it's right in the middle of it. This is breaking news.
For ITN?
Yes.
For sports news?
Yeah, never mind.
Just wait. Is it big?
It's big. I have breaking follow-up news stories.
This is exciting.
We'll wait.
This will be at 5 o'clock.
I'll lead off.
Yeah.
At 5. But the people need their damn news.
Well, they're getting it. Just not football news at the moment. I have big mattress news.
I love mattress news.
Now, this is news you can use. Residents in the greater Portland area can now recycle their mattresses for free.
How about that?
Thanks to the Mattress Recycling Council's Bye Bye Mattress program. The initiative, which has expanded to include the Metro Central Transfer Station, is part of a statewide network aimed at reducing landfill waste. Hey, this is great. I don't know if you've ever had to get rid of a mattress.
I always just put it up like on Facebook Marketplace for free, and like usually someone comes and takes it.
Do they really?
Yeah.
People take used.
As long as it's not like awful and you put it for free, someone usually will take it. And I always do mattress covers on mine, so the mattress doesn't look... By the way, have you ever like taken off like your pillowcase or a mattress and you're like, what the hell
just happened?
Like, it looks like the color of the Constitution. Like, what? What is
like
happening?
Sweat and body oils that are leaked through. Yeah,
it's bad.
It's bad. But for the most part, if your mattress isn't like the worst mattress in the world, believe someone will come and take it for free.
So I once had a... Do you remember when we used to endorse Sleep Country?
Yeah.
Sleep Train, you know?
Yeah, we get a bed every so often.
And they would give us beds. Yeah. Like, they were super generous.
Yeah.
And so you could just pick out whatever bed you wanted.
Yeah.
And I picked out the Cadillac of beds.
Absolutely.
And it was the... was it the Tempur-Pedic?
They had the Tempur-Pedic and they had a sleep, or the adjustable one that were both the
it was that. It was like $6,000 bed.
Yeah.
And we had it in our house. So it's in storage while we're remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that we had a little bit of a water problem in there.
Ah.
And even though it was in plastic.
Yeah. No good, huh?
Well, there was a little bit of mold on the side of the mattress.
No good.
And let me tell you something.
No good.
It's not good.
No.
But this became a battle with my wife.
You wanted to keep it?
Yes!
It's got mold.
You can clean mold. We called the mold people.
Oh, and they said...
Well, the mold people came over because, you know, they...
Yeah.
That is a thing.
Yeah. But there is mold specialists.
But they were like, yeah, in these fibers, we can't really get rid of this mold.
Okay.
So we begrudgingly had to get rid of a tiny little bit of mold.
Yeah.
And the guy, the builder took it. One of the builder's guys. He's like, dude, this is great. I told him, I said, Rich, I'm telling you, this is the greatest bed you will ever sleep in. However, there is a little bit of mold. He's like, I don't give a rip.
I love it.
Yeah, he took it. I think he's still using the moldy bed.
Could you like... I'm wondering.
And
like,
believe me, I didn't want to get rid of it.
You know, could you put like a Jefferson style? Could you put like the plastic wrap on top of it?
That's what I'm saying. Or just like cover like, just the end of the part where there's mold. And she's like, no, we're getting rid of that bed. I'm like, it's really comfortable.
It's a really nice bed.
I don't think I lost that fight. So Rich got the bed. Anyway. The program allows people to drop off mattresses and box springs at designated collection sites without incurring disposal fees. This effort is in response to a new Oregon state law mandating an industry-led recycling network.
Mm.
It's the Mattress Stewardship Act.
It is true. Like, if you've got an old janky mattress, that is one of those.
It's a pain in the
like same thing with big TVs. We had a big TV that went out, and you know, you're like, what the hell do I do with this? And
Yeah, where do you take those?
There's recycling centers that I think will take
specific
them.
To electronics.
Yeah, that'll do it. I think like the dump has one of those.
Well, there's always the metal ones.
Yeah, and then we have once a year up at the local high school, and I'm sure most communities do. We have a free for all once a year where they come around the neighborhood and they give you like a coupon. And you can take whatever you want to the high school, and they've got like different ways to sort it.
But see, I have a problem with this mattress program because they make you still take it somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. If you don't have a
truck,
I
don't mind paying. Yeah. I just don't want to strap it to the top of the car and, you know?
That's why you, again,
light it on fire.
Clean it up a little bit and, you know, Facebook Marketplace and dude, free is a good price, dude. Like when something is free, people will show up.
I've never had anything that I was giving away on there. Yeah. I use OfferUp, but it's the same idea.
Same thing.
I've never, and I usually put it on there free because I just want it out the door.
Yeah.
I have never had something not taken.
Yes.
Ever.
I'm convinced you could take a turd and be like, it's,
hey, you guys want my turds?
It's free. And people would be like, free? Seriously? I'm like, yeah. I've got the poo in my hands. Yes.
Hey, we're on the radio. We're radio guys. Radio guy turd.
Dude, it is shocking. Free. If it's free, someone, the best is sometimes I'll have stuff for free and someone will show up to take whatever. And I manage to give them like four other free things. I'm
they love it.
While you're here.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Think about this chair.
You
right
want
here?
Any of these things?
Yeah. Let's do that.
And they'll like it, whatever can fit into there. It's usually like a 1991 Blazer, whatever they can fit in that thing. They're doing like they're strapping stuff in, like what is it, Beverly Hillbilly style? They're taking it.
That is in the news. August 6, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at Advocates Law. Coming up next, Big Sook has breaking NFL news.
Oh yeah, follow
up. Beavers, how about that?
Oh, NFL news follow up.
Follow up.
Okay,
I was on to something earlier.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Sook's going to tell us how right he was.
I'm only a dumbass like 90% of the time, but like 10%, I listen.
All right, we'll be right back. This is 105.1 The Fan.